Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Camille Bianchi. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says world leaders should not show weakness to Russian President Vladimir Putin. Mr. Putin is threatening to hit back at Ukraine after it launched attacks this past week. Mr. Zelensky is suggesting a ceasefire with Russia until a meeting can be made with Mr. Putin. At a meeting, he said, Europe, Ukraine, and the whole world have a chance to end the war.
My proposal, which I believe our partners can support, is that we agree a ceasefire with the Russians until the leaders meet. We offer a meeting any day starting from Monday. If there is no mutual understanding, if there is no desire for de-escalation, if there is no desire and vision how to put an end to it, then ceasefire will be over the same day.
Australia is hoping United States President Donald Trump will not put a 30% tariff on Australian steel and aluminium imports. Mr. Trump has announced every country except the UK must have a 30% tariff on steel and aluminium. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese will meet with the US President soon. White House Press Secretary Carolyn Leavitt says trade partners are encouraged to come forward with deals.
Well, each country has unique advantages, unique challenges to it based on their markets and what they export to us and what we export to them. And so that's why the president smartly advised his trade team to engage in tailor-made deal making.
Western Australian Greens Party leader Brad Pettit says the state is now the climate change capital. Official figures show WA released 89.37 million tonnes of carbon dioxide between 2022 and 2023, almost a record for the state since 2010. WA Greens MP Sophie McNeil says it is extremely concerning the state's Labor government has just approved decades more emissions from mining.
The Labor government knows these numbers and they just don't care. They know that West Australia needs to drastically reduce our emissions, that we are the worst climate laggard in the whole country, and yet they are willing to open new gas projects in the face of this.
UN Security Council members have criticised the US after it rejected a vote calling for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas and for charities to have full access to Gaza. Washington's United Nations representative Dorothy Shea says the plan would not be effective.
14 votes in favour, one vote against. The draft resolution has not been adopted owing to the negative vote of a permanent member.
The Hajj pilgrimage in Mecca has begun, with more than 1.5 million Muslims from around the world travelling to Saudi Arabia to perform their religious duty. Palestinian pilgrims including Rajai al-Kaltut from Gaza, have gathered in Mecca.
By God's grace and mercy, we were able to be among those who came for Hajj this season. And this was the greatest gift from God for us. By His grace and mercy, He granted us this Hajj. We pray to God for acceptance. Thank God. Our performance of Hajj came at the right time, so we can pray for our people in Gaza and to ask God to stop the war and end this great calamity that has befallen us.
And that's the latest SBS News in Easy English.